Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This episode of Secret to Success is brought to you by
Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of classes for creators, entrepreneurs, and curious people everywhere. You can take classes in freelance and entrepreneurship, marketing and productivity, you name it, they've got it. So whether you're picking up a new skill for your day job, figuring out your next side project, or pursuing a long-time passion, Skillshare has classes for you. Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right, Skillshare is offering the Secret to Success listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/A, T, O, N, I, O. Again, go to Skillshare.com/Antonio to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/Antonio.
I am wonderful, wonderful. Right now, still a good time?
All right, all right.
Well, first, I want to say thank you for taking my call and your interest in the Bureau of Dominant Speakers. What I will tell you right now is that our program is $10,000, but because of the special list that you are on, I am authorized.
Let me explain something. Let me explain something real quick. This is, let me explain something real quick to y'all and John. That's a happiness call, right? Yours is a happiness call. All right, so I'm explaining both, okay? And now I'm going to shift over here to her happiness call. So let's start with the happiness call. I just made up happiness directors because I'm happy. And director sounds studious, okay? It's totally pulled out of thin air. The only thing that it does is means, hey, let us make you extremely happy. We're going to listen to you again. And if you happen to say something that Antonio has in the office somewhere for free, we're going to give you that as well on top of whatever purchase you just made. And we try to do the happiness call somewhere within the first 60 seconds to 90 minutes of when they just purchased. So imagine for a second, you just bought something, and before buyer's remorse sits in, you got this person and he says, hey, Law, I'm not here to sell you. Just want to make you happy. Let me teach you how to use your back office. Let me just do this. Go to my dashboard. Okay, now let me ask you a few questions. Why do you want to do blank? And I'll say a little more and say, you know what? I want to ask Antonio if I can give you a free course. It's about a $500 value, but what you're saying, like I'm authorized to give you things for free, right? Okay. Boom. And you turn right around. So now what you have is there's no buyer's remorse. What there is oh, it's a real company. You get what I'm saying? Wow, this is a real big deal because the whole point of making money is what? Not to lose it. I'm going to say that a million times until people start getting it, all right? You make money so you don't lose it. You know what I'm saying? Now, she's on the sales call. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at what she's doing, okay? And I'm going to break down every single thing that she's doing, okay? I'm going to break it down. I'm going to try to stand close enough to it and also give commentary, okay? So let's pay attention to the sales call.
You know, seriously, because I know it kind of, you know, keeps you calm and at peace. And it clears your mind, helps you with clarity. It clears your mind. Okay, all right. So, okay, what's the title of your book?
So what she's doing now is gathering data. This is the deep section. The more she knows, is the more they can't say no because they're now saying no to their dreams, not no to her. So she'll do this for 20 minutes if she got to. It's a goal in there. Tell me about you. Tell me why you want this. After she does all this, she's going to then build incredible value. She's going to show how this is $10,000 and then say, but you get 19.
Okay. Tell me about that now.
Really?
From Brooklyn to Minnesota. All right.
So a couple of more things she's doing. She's actively listening.
Okay.
Taking notes.
So how long have you been going to the church?
At no point is she going to sell. She's going to do her little spiel. But she's going to immediately establish a relationship. So before she even get any further, they don't feel like friends. It has to be genuine or it doesn't work. Because people aren't stupid, right? People aren't stupid. It has to be genuine. So she has to immediately make a friend. Right now, this person has been talking about themselves for 5 minutes. That's a fantastic conversation.
Yes. Ooh. Address. I'm just about to tell you, I never thought about that. Like when you grow up, you know, with low self-esteem, that does affect how you feel about money and how you treat money and how money will treat you. And growing up with racism and in a violent neighborhood.
It does. Oh, my goodness. Okay. You are teaching me something.
She's genuinely going back and forth. You see how our sales calls are not sales calls? Completely different, right? Genuinely. It's a good point. Wow.
Okay. Two things I got to repeat back to you because that was okay. I didn't think about that either. Yes, retail therapy is emotional shopping. It makes you feel better, but you end up broke. And two, but the first thing you said with the how finances and self-esteem relate to each other, you said especially Black women, when we experience trauma and things like that, we're scared to go in and ask for a raise. Oh, my God. Yes, because we feel unworthy. Because first of all, we competed against thousands of women for the job we got because there aren't that many jobs for women. We're like thousands of women fighting for three jobs. And then when we do get the job, we got to fight to keep it because there's always somebody trying to, you know, take our spot because it's not that many jobs for, you know, for us. And then not only are we women, but we're also women of color. And that does take a toll on your esteem if you grew up having low self-esteem. You are talking today, Edgins. I just want to tell you that. You are talking today. Now, I know you speak to anyone who has a listening ear, but is there a certain audience that you love to speak to more than most? Maybe like, and I heard you speak about women more, or do you love speaking to young adults or youth or anything like that? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. You're inspiring people, giving them hope. Because when you relate to that and you have experience in that and you make it out and you overcome it, it does feel good so that you can tell other people, hey, this is what I did to make it out, and hopefully I can help you to do the same. All right. Well, Ms. Edwards, it sounds like you are a great fit for the Bureau.
She now feels she has enough data to ask for the sale. So before she just asks for it, she's currently saying, okay, look at all of this money, all this value. That's what she's doing right now. Knowing her, she's going to build value for about 5-10 minutes. This big, and then go, and it costs this little. Yeah, so much.
And encourage and transform people's lives. But he noticed that they didn't necessarily understand how to gain income from it. And he said, you know what? I want to help those people. I have a special place in my heart for these speakers, and I want to help them get paid what they are worth and what they deserve, because he really believes that professional speakers should get paid to professionally speak, just like professional athletes get paid for playing football, basketball, baseball. Teachers get paid for what they do. You work at a bank, you get paid for what you do solely. For some reason, people think that speakers should speak for free. I don't understand it, because you're rendering a service. But because you're rendering a service, you should get paid what you deserve for your service, just like anyone else who was working their career and rendering a service. And that's part of the reason that he created this bureau. The other part, 80% of this bureau was created for the speakers to gain maximum exposure, to get your name out there, to get your face out there to the world, to let them know who you are. Because our problem isn't, sometimes the problem is not having, you know, getting the money that we deserve. But the bigger problem is obscurity. People just don't know who we are. And if I want Edgins to come and speak to my high school kids, I got to know who Edgins is. And so in order to do that, I have to see you, you know, more and more out there speaking to high school kids so that I know to contact you. And so this most of this bureau was created was really to gain maximum exposure and to make you famous. I'm just going to say that. So with the bureau, we have online trainings, we have live trainings, and we have a Bureau of Dominant Speakers podcast. With the online training, we have assignments that Antonio has given. Each assignment builds on top of the last one. And at the beginning, he's teaching you how to write keynotes based on the amount of time that you have to speak, wherever you are. And they say, okay, we're going to give you 30 minutes to speak, Edris, for this event. Well, he teaches you how to write a keynote based on that amount of time. If you have to speak longer, he also teaches you how to do that as well. By the third assignment, he has you applying for major paid speaking engagements. Anytime you get a paid speaking engagement, Edrins, and you get your money, you keep 100% of everything you earn. Antonio said, that's not my money. I didn't have anything to do with that. I just taught you how to apply for it, but you did all the work, so you keep all the money. There's no license fees. There's no royalties. And then we have many more trainings in the online trainings. It grows every single month because you like to grow every single month. You never like to stop learning. And so we don't stop teaching, okay, with the online training. We have three live trainings that go on throughout the week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesday evenings. But I always let people know that in the event that you cannot attend the training, we have video on demand. We record all the trainings, so you'll never be behind, and you can always catch the replays for each training. And then this Bureau of Dominant Speakers podcast. It is a great podcast with two gentlemen who host the call, who host the podcast, Vince Anderson and Law Lodeholtz. And this is another way, like I was saying earlier, it's for you to gain maximum exposure. Antonio's podcast network, he has 13 podcasts, and he reaches 2.3 million people every month with his podcast. So that's why I'm saying you're getting maximum exposure, because at least 2.3 million people are going to fall in love with Edris and learn about who Edris is, who she loves, you know, who she is, what she loves to speak about, who she loves to speak to, and what platform she loves to stand on. And every person who has who is a trainer for the live trainings, as well as the gentleman who hosts the podcast, are all members of the Bureau. They have done such a wonderful job being coachable, teachable, trainable, and have applied the teachings of Antonio so much that he has rewarded them with their own training and being a host of the podcast. I want to tell you about the gentleman of the podcast a little bit more, Vince Anderson. Not only does he host our podcast, but he has created his own podcast because he has been learning how to do that from the Bureau. His podcast is called The Marching Millionaire, which is debuting this month. And then also the gentleman, Law Lodeholtz. Law Lodeholtz came in, all he knows, he said, I just want to be a speaker. That's what I know. And so he has done so much, and he has applied everything. Antonio gave every member of the Bureau a challenge. It was two people that took the challenge, and Law was one of them. He said, I challenge you to go live on Facebook for 30 days straight. Talk about one subject for at least an hour, anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. Well, Law said, okay, I'll do it. And he talked on releasing complacency every day for 30 days straight. And he has so much content that he had 30 videos. Well, those 30 videos became 30 chapters of a book he wrote that is being published now. And then also he has created a workshop on releasing complacency. He is also from Brooklyn and the city of New York. He has created a workshop, and the city of New York has recognized him for the workshop on releasing complacency that he has done. He's doing so much more with children in his community as well. And so because of this Bureau, I'm telling you, Edris, the things that you want to do, I'm telling you, you can do them from experience from some of the members that have been here and what they are doing. They're doing just phenomenal things. I tell everybody, whether you're a speaker who is just starting out or you're an established speaker who's been speaking for years, whatever height or whatever desire to take your speaking career, Antonio is the gentleman to help you to do it. He's been speaking since the age of 16. And I say 16 because in high school, he was a football jock, but he got hurt and he couldn't play anymore. So then he said he decided to go into the speech and debate. I think he went into speech and debate to get girls. That was just me. But when he got in, the coach, the speech and debate coach, took a liking to him because he saw the talent that he had, and he took him under his wing. He said, I'm going to teach you everything that you need to know so that you can take your talents further. Went to his first speech and debate tournament, and he lost. And he said, he made up in his mind, this is the last one I'll ever lose. And I tell everybody, anytime Antonio makes up his mind with anything, he's too dumb to quit. Okay? He'll tell you he's too dumb to quit. And so he made that decision, and that was the last one he lost. He took his high school all the way to the state championships. If you go to our high school right now, it'll be an enshrinement of trophies for speech and debate, and it's because of Antonio. So he's been honing his craft and perfecting his craft ever since the age of 16. So this is why I tell everybody, from 16 to now, 38 years old, so 22 years of speaking. He has the knowledge, he has the experience, he has a mind for business and a heart for people. So if you have somebody who's been speaking and learning speaking for 22 years, has experience for 22 years, wherever you want to go, Edris, he will go there with you and take you. And like I said earlier, it is a $10,000 program, but I'm authorized to give you a 99% discount at $19.97 a month. If you like me and like to pay the stuff off for the entire year, it's $199.97. But like I said, it is for the month, $19.97. There are no contracts, and you can cancel at any time. So, Edrin, I always put the ball back in your court. Do you have any questions? I can email the website to you, as well as the information that we spoke about today. What's the best email address for you? CO? Okay. All right. I will definitely get that information to you, as well as the link to the website. Any more questions you have for me? No. If you want to sign up today, you can, most definitely. But when is the best time to get back?
Well, I don't know. Okay. Let's schedule an appointment to see when you do know. You know what I'm saying? All right. I'm going to break out something in a second.
You Central Standard Time, right? Oh, okay. Is 12 o'clock good for you?
Hey, everybody. I am so excited to tell you about Skillshare. Please don't consider this an ad. I want you to consider the fact that I really, really, really enjoy Skillshare. Now, all of you who listen to my podcast, you know I am a nerd. From quantum physics to all sorts of stuff, I'm a freaking nerd, and you know it. Let me tell you, I'm pretty good at personal branding. As a matter of fact, I'm probably one of the best in the world at personal branding. And I must admit to you that I learned a lot more new information from Skillshare's personal branding course. It's literally in there, because social media is a tricky thing, right? And, you know, they talk about crafting your social media experience and all sorts of stuff. And then, you know, introduction to social media strategies. I can't really like quote all you the classes. I'm going from memory here. Something about context is key. All sorts of great stuff. They break it down. The point is, the mere fact that I can remember it, and the mere fact how they break it all down and give it to you in bite-sized bites, and they make it comprehensive like a college class. Comprehensive means to go from left to right, or make it all together where you can understand it. Skillshare is a big deal. I remember first seeing Skillshare on a YouTube video I was watching one day, but I checked out the marketing. I really did. I'm pretty big into marketing. My favorite part about Skillshare, what they really did for me, that I just really want to give you guys just some insight, is I really suck at animation. This is the truth. I suck at animation. So I went under the animation section, and I've been learning animation. Especially since I have a sonic tag, you know, if you listen to the beginning of this podcast, you hear that right thing. That's my sonic tag. And I've been really trying to figure out, you know, how in the heck do I put an animation across the screen on my videos for my sonic tags? Well, you know, Skillshare has taught me all that stuff. So I think it's pretty cool. And my staff thinks it's pretty cool. You know, Skillshare is awesome. Do yourself a favor. I've got I'm telling you where to go. I've got a link included in the description. Get you some Skillshare. It's an opportunity for you to grow. If you're serious about money, if you're serious about advertisement, marketing, sales, or if you just want to take your career further, or maybe just expound on your personal brand. And of course, you're serious about it, because you can even be listening to my podcast, because I only attract people who are serious about that. Go to Skillshare. It's my personal testimony. I'm not on script at all. This is no script. I'm probably rambling. This is amazing. I'm telling you how good it is. And I love you all. Skillshare is fantastic.
Okay. Well, 12 o'clock noon on next Saturday, I'm going to email you everything that we discussed, along with the link to the website. I'll send you a text message letting you know that I did send you the email and what my email address is, so you'll know what to look for. And I look forward to following up with you next Saturday. It has been a pleasure speaking with you today, Edris. I learned a lot about the especially the finances and the self-esteem. You turned the light bulb on for me with that one. And like I said, I'm going to tell you, Edris, I look forward to speaking with you next Saturday and saying welcome to the Bureau of Dominic Speaker. All right. Well, you take care and have a great day. Okay.
All right, I give her a round of applause. That's good. Come on. That's good. That's good. Now, a couple of things. We have over 2.4 million leads. All right, I got to come over here. You can get back wherever you want to sit at, whatever you want to sit, whatever's comfortable. I got to break a whole bunch of stuff down, what happened. Before I tell you what happened, before I let you tell me what happened, I'm going to tell you the end of that, and then I'm going to let you give me your own feedback, okay? She obviously scheduled an appointment. Grace, if they would have said, you know, sometime next week, what would you have said?
Oh, great. What day next week is this for you?
Well, I'm thinking at the end of the week.
Okay. Friday or a weekend?
All right. Right there. Okay, you're indecisive. Let me decide for you. This yes or this yes? Okay, now I'm going to say, well, Saturday's looking good. Now Grace is going to say.
Great. Is morning or afternoon
good? All right, see, since you can't decide, you're going to take another yes or yes. You know what I'm saying? Since you can't do it, we're going to do it. You understand? Morning. Afternoon. Well, you know, I'm thinking it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, are you available at 11 a.m.?
So since it doesn't matter, you understand, then here is what the Lord has for you today. You understand what I'm saying, okay? Now, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm good at that time. Good, right? No problem. Bam. Now, She closed, she did everything, she didn't get the sale, no problem. It would seem as if she should have said, well, you know what? You know, I, and my mean self, would have said, what was his name?
Her name is Edrin.
Hey, okay, now Edrin, now you've been given 100% of the information and a 99% discount. How else do you want the universe to tell you to live your dreams? I'm mean, though, okay? I'm mean. But you've been given 100% of the information. You still won't decide. I know how much money you make now. I can, no matter what you say, I know you have a job, and I can guess which class you're in and just about how much money you make because you're indecisive. You can't be on anything but the road to poverty because anybody who gets 100% of the information and that is prosperity-minded, makes a decision like that. We are quick to make decisions, but slow to quit on them. It's the other way around when you're poor-minded. You're super slow to make decisions, and then you immediately are quick to quit on those decisions. So I already knew who she was, but this doesn't matter, right? Because we focus on something different than... Well, I'll explain in a second. But Grace said, okay, she's not making a decision. I got her, though. It's all good. She likes it. Now, one or two things are going to happen. She's going to sign up or she's going to blow Grace off. It's all good either way. You get what I'm saying? Because, Grace, how many phone calls would you have tried to make today if we wasn't doing this?
100, at least
100. Okay. I need y'all to focus on that, okay? I need everybody. Oh, I forgot this camera. I need everybody to focus on that, okay? The reason why Grace had no problem scheduling her for next Saturday, because we live by appointment to appointment, because we got so many leads. You get it? So don't let me preach to you conversion rate. That's not as important as having a bunch of people in the pipeline. conversion rate is customer satisfaction. Customer acquisition gets you the wealth. You keep getting customers, it forces you to make sure they happy. You keep making customers happy, it forces you in a tax bracket. And you're not going to force me in nobody's tax bracket. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why we switched over and allowed her to just get scheduled Saturday. It's an appointment. So now that phone call is going to be different. In fact, let's Grace come put the camera. Come up here since I'm mic'd up. Or are you logged in yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so come on up here. Oh, my bad. Come fix it. To where? No, you get. That's why we got. Just move it. Don't worry about it. You're trying to show all the crap in the background. I own all this crap. It's all good. Now, you gonna call her back? What's she gonna say? What you gonna say?
Good morning, Edris. This is Grace with the Bureau of Diamond Speakers. Just following up with you, like I promised. Do you have any questions for me?
All right. What does that sound like? There's a word for it. She's going straight for the close. Do you have any questions for me? Okay, you go sit down. Let me put this in a hood way so everybody can understand it. Because y'all being saved, okay? Okay, you understand. You understand. I'm trying to get in. Hey, you said if I took you out, you're going to let me get it. You understand what I'm saying? Now, or we can even do it the way I used to do it for real. One of y'all talking about me? All right, I tell you what. Everybody come together. Anybody got anything they want to say about me, now's the time. Ain't going to be no problems. You can say whatever you want to say. Now, if you didn't say nothing, okay. It's all good. I'm telling you, y'all can say whatever you want to say about me. Go ahead. I've been tripping. I messed up. I got it. Go ahead. Let me hear it. All right. Ain't nobody else say it. Okay. Did you want to say something? Now I'm going one by one. All right. You, everybody said no, right? Now. Okay. So when we leave here, I don't want to hear nothing no more. I gave y'all the opportunity. So if you said something now, you just and whatever Sunday school, non-Sunday school words you want to put right there, you can put right there, right? You can't forget I'm from the hood. You understand? Now, I'm slapping the taste out your mouth when you say something else because I came for the close. Do we got something to talk about? No. All right. Now it ain't. So when Grace says, hey, what's going on? Any more questions? If you ain't got no questions, it's the same equivalent of, you got something to say? All right, so you have no questions. You answered the phone. You got 100% of information. You're clearly satisfied. Read me your 16-digit credit card number from left to right, 4 digits at a time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yesterday.
Okay, put it on her. Are you logged in yet?
Oh, yeah, I haven't done my audio.
Okay. Do your audio. Keep that fire, though. Keep that fire. Now, we're going to show you. Listen, today is going down. We're going to do lots of video, lots of audio. I'm going to show you how to do a podcast commercial for a Fortune 500 company. You had your head on your list? We got two to record. All right. So we got two podcasts. We got two Fortune 500 company podcasts. However, I'm trying to say that. Two podcast commercials to record for Fortune 500 companies. Did it come out right this time? All right. Woo. Okay, that was a lot in there. It was a whole lot. Okay, go ahead with the story.
Okay. Yesterday during the marketing training, I had a call at 12, and it was a follow-up call. And all I said was, young lady's name is Monique. I said, hey, Monique, this is Grace with the Bureau of Dominant Speakers. How are you? She said, hey, I'm doing good. You ready to take this money? I said, I sure am if you're ready to give it. She knew what I was calling for. So.
You understand?
No.
Listen, you understand? All right, now you logged in so I can make you host and stuff. Or actually, you can stay logged off. because you got a 9 o'clock and we're coming to you for the happiness call. But what you can do for me, if you don't mind, I plug me up before I lose all power. All right, now we dropping knowledge, okay?
I used to laugh at things like law of attraction, what you think is what you create, anything related to energy, you attract who you are, anything of that nature. I used to laugh at, because I'm like, that's not true. And then I came across Antonio and his teachings of law of attraction. And at first I rejected it, because again, I used to laugh at these things. And the more and more I listened to Antonio's teachings, the more and more things actually started making sense to me. Things started opening up for me, and things started changing for me. The law of attraction teachings that Antonio does have absolutely changed my life, from the way that I parent to the person that I am today, to the way I do business, to the way I live my life. I never knew how important your thoughts and your emotions were, and that you actually attract that. You know, we always say, this is what I want. But what are you attracting deep within you? What vibration are you putting out there? And it took Antonio's teachings for me to be able to understand that, while in my head I'm saying, this is what I want, the vibration that I'm putting out is a complete opposite. Once he taught me that, the next step was to teach me how to vibrate at what I wanted. And once I started vibrating at what I wanted, that's when I noticed just how real the law of attraction is. Antonio has taught me that thoughts plus emotion equal creation. How to vibrate at what you want, how to put yourself where you want to be, to feel it, to smell it, to taste it, to see it, how to touch it. Put yourself there and stay there and vibrate there, and it will come to you. The people that you want to attract into your life, vibrate there. Who are they? How do they look? What do they dress like? What are their characters? What, you know, who are they? And the biggest thing that he ever taught me was how to be a better me through law of attraction. I used to ask him, how do I become better? He was like, you create who you want to be. Because I didn't know at the time where I wanted to be. I just knew I wanted to be better. And he told me exactly how to do it. He said, find the people who you are drawn to. Find those who are where you want to be, and start moving like they move. Study them. What I didn't realize was he was teaching me how to attract my future self. And in the process of doing that, even attract being able to associate with these people, be on the same level with them, be in the same atmosphere and network with them. And I have actually had the opportunities to start moving in that direction because he taught me how to attract that into my life. And learning the law of attraction through Antonio has truly changed my life. It has truly changed my success. It has truly changed who I am today. And while I am not perfect in the law of attraction, staying on top of and consistently listening to Antonio's teachings remind me every day to be grateful, to attract that into my life, to only focus on the outcome and attract only the outcome in my life, and don't get stuck in the how and the why. Just focus on the finish line, and I'll attract the finish line into my life. The law of attraction has made me a greater person. I know it will do the same for you.
when the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.